Welcome to The Wire, your independent source of daily current affairs. I'm Emma Rennie. On the show today, is The Wire doomed? The Commission of Audit has recommended the federal government to stop funding community radio. And Aussie rules football. Traditionally, it's a place where macho behaviour reigns supreme and weakness and homophobia are inextricably linked. But are we starting to see changes on the field at a grassroots level?
I think it's the first Pride Cup of its kind in football terms, and this day shouldn't be underestimated in terms of what it's going to do for equality and the anti-homophobia message.
Stay with us over the next half hour as we explore these stories and more here on The Wire. Well, for more than 135 years, Aussie rules football has been defined by its gladiatorial physicality and its macho image. For over a century, any weakness, softness, or even clumsiness has been ridiculed using homophobic language, both on the field and from the grandstands. The AFL has recently been the subject of criticism for not doing enough to stamp out homophobia within the code. But as Dean Beck reports, things are changing at a grassroots level.
Last Saturday, the cold weather and drizzling rain provided the perfect traditional backdrop for the Yarra Valley Mountain District's inaugural Pride Cup, a footy match celebrating sexual diversity and inclusion in sport. There were rainbows in the sky and rainbows adorning each end of the ground, transforming the 50-metre lines as arch rivals Yarra Glen and Yarra Junction football clubs went head-to-head. 18 months ago, Yarra Glen player Jason Ball became the first Aussie rules footballer to publicly come out as being gay. Supported by his family, his teammates and friends, Jason gathered 29,000 signatures petitioning the AFL to acknowledge the entrenched homophobia that festered within its ranks at all levels. By exposing homophobia in sport, Jason highlighted the isolation felt by thousands of LGBTI people every day and the tremendous mental and physical health impacts that such discrimination has on the lives of these people. The president of Yarra Glen Football Club is Vinnie Erickson.
It was pretty easy to get the team on board. I think Jason's pretty much respected by his peers. Back in 2012, when Jason openly came out about being gay, the guys were okay. I think you'll find that probably if it was to go into other clubs, you'd find that they're teammates and they'll accept whoever for whatever they are. If we can educate the guys that are out there, understand what it's about, that people don't choose to be gay, that's what they are and who they are. We've just got to get behind them and support them.
At a pre-match function paid for by the AFL, Pride Cup ambassador and Carlton midfielder Brock McLean shared his personal story of how homophobia has affected his family. I spoke with him shortly after.
I'm just really proud to be part of this day and what is a landmark event and a landmark day for AFL and sport in general. I think it's the first Pride Cup of its kind in football terms, and this day shouldn't be underestimated in terms of what it's going to do for equality and the anti-homophobia message.
Kate Jenkins, Victoria's Equal Opportunity and Human Rights Commissioner, attended this historic game.
I feel like we're at a turning point in our community. In Victoria, sport is so important, and at the Commission we've decided sport is one of the places that we could really make a change, and I feel like AFL is the big prize for us.
It was an emotional day for many in the LGBTI community, as it was for Jason Ball's father, David.
There's a lot of really wonderful things said about Jason and the work that he's done and the courage that he's shown to do what he's done, and I just couldn't be more proud of him, so it was quite emotional.
At the final siren, Yarra Glen defeated Yarra Junction 117-26 points.
Yes, it would have been terrible if we couldn't. We picked the cup out and then if we didn't get to win it.
David Ball there, Jason's proud father at the inaugural Aussie Rules Pride Cup. Dean Beck reporting.